We have two fantastic friend-testants joining us right now. Reggie Watts is the band leader on The Late Late Show with James Corden, and he stars in the new SpongeBob movie, Sponge on the Run. Plus, he has his own app called WhatsApp. Kate Berlant is a comedian and actor who's voiced several characters on BoJack Horseman. Reggie, Kate, welcome to Ask Me Another.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having us.
Kate, you host a podcast called Poog, which is Goop Backwards. And I know that you always have to probably say that to that because we know from doing word game.
You're radio things. People. Yeah, you understand.
It's so funny how people just can't see it. Yeah, so it's Goop Backwards Poog, and you're satirizing and discussing the wellness industry and products.
Yes.
With fellow comedian Jacqueline Novak. And
yes.
So, Kate, of the podcast, you guys also are transparent about the fact that you're like, also, we would like free stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Have you received anything?
Oh, sweetie.
Yeah?
Listen, so the podcast was primarily truly an effort to acquire free things. And I have been, I mean, it really goes to show, you ask and I shall receive.
Manifest.
Or whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's because, I mean, some of my favorites, sure, why not shout them out? The Zip Microcurrent Facial.
Oh, that works?
I'm here to say it works. I did it yesterday.
I mean, your skin looks amazing.
Kind of
amazing.
The carving out. But see, like all wellness products, I do them like 2 days in a row. And I'm like, this is my new life. And this is going to generate productivity. And I'm going to finally break through my walls. And then on day three, of course, I'm slack-jawed, unable to do it. You know, through repetition is when habits allegedly take hold. I myself have never been able to find a discipline to integrate something into my life regularly. I'm never going to be awake at 7 a.m. meditating. Right. It's about radical self-acceptance, right?
Thank you. Yeah. No miracle mornings around here.
Yeah, look within, get into microcurrent facials, pray.
Like really small.
Get recovery.
Facials.
Yeah.
I keep thinking that you're saying microcurrency facials, and that seems like
honey, yes. You're not awesome.
Another fine idea.
Yes, of course. Yeah, they're microtransactions.
You pay in Litecoin.
Like in facial purchases. during your facial, would you like?
Yeah, do you
extra?
Want to do the other side?
Or, it's like, well, sure. Why not?
I love that. There's Bitcoin, and then there's itty bitty coin.
That's itty bitty coin. Yeah, itty-bitty. Oh, that's so cute.
That's cute.
Microcurrency.
It's like you just bought a box of Sprouts.
And Reggie, as the band leader of The Late Late Show with James Corden, you guys are back in studio?
Yes. Yeah, we've been back for, I don't know, a few months,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trevor Noah's coming over today, and I'm going to ask him. My question for him is I'm going to ask him if I can use his pool in all seriousness. So hopefully he'll let me use his pool a couple times a week.
Bring me.
I will.
He'll be cool with that.
Of course.
Yeah, that's cool. Reggie, Kate, we have a couple great games for you.
Ooh.
Would you like to play a game?
I'm scared. So I just want to say I famously shut down around games, trivia. I'm sweating, but I'm excited.
You'll be fine. We're here for you. And so, Kate, because you host a podcast called Poog about wellness industry, we have the perfect game for both of you. We're going to describe a wellness product or experience, and you just tell us if it's real or something we made up. We're going to take turns answering questions. Kate, this first one is for you. Horses seem relaxed, right? But maybe it's because they're always covered in hay. A hotel in Italy lets you try that out, offering a luxurious spa experience where you can lay down in a pile of warm, damp hay.
No, I reject this as a practice.
Why?
That was my, clearly I'm having a very strong reaction. I just can't imagine that this is real and I don't want it to be true.
Fair enough. It is real. It is real. I don't know what they do to the hay in between layers. But this hotel offers hay baths, hay peels, and hay aroma massages.
I mean, if you make it all the way, if you're in Italy and that's how you choose to spend your time, I weep for you.
All right, Reggie, if cuddling with fellow humans isn't doing it for you anymore, and you're feeling anxious, try out cow cuddling, the practice from the Netherlands that involves lying against a cow for hours to boost oxytocin.
Against a cow? Is the cow sleeping? Because they're pretty tall.
So I, you know, sometimes if you're nice to the cow and it relaxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is so easy to do with cows. I'm going to say that's not real.
I'm sorry. That is also a real thing.
I don't like it.
No.
Wow.
I don't like it. And I don't want to do it.
And then afterwards, you go for steak.
Oh, that's the cow you eat.
Get
into here. Get into here.
Bill Campbell.
You've been Eisenberged.
I can't go over there.
Okay, fine.
Kate.
Wow. Yes.
Burning sage is over. Now it's about burning money. It's illegal and could land you in jail. But practitioners say ceremoniously burning just even a $1 bill around your home can cleanse the capitalist aura from your space.
I definitely am pro burning money and cleansing capitalism out of our spaces. However, I do have to say I don't think this is a real practice.
Yeah, that was fake. That is
finally
fake.
Jeez. This game should be, it's all true.
We have done that game. We have done that game.
Okay, of course.
It's tempting. There's a lot of weird stuff out there for sure. Okay, Reggie, have you ever looked at the bird feeder in your backyard and thought, yum? Well, some wellness enthusiasts eat canary seed as a supplement, consuming them whole or buying them ground and mixing them into a beverage.
I would say that it seems like it would be true.
Yeah, you are correct. That is true. Canary seed has been approved for human consumption in the United States and Canada.
Yes.
So congratulations all around.
Thank you. Thank you.
I used to work for a wellness practitioner in New York. Had no idea what I was doing. It was one of the most stressful experiences of my life because she would have me call her accountant to kind of help get her taxes in order. And I completely panicked and dissolved and created an insane filing system that I'm sure later destroyed her life when I was eventually fired. But I just want to say that she would feed me beautiful soups every day. And she had birds and bird seed, and I always was convinced that because she would sprinkle seeds on top of the soup, truly delicious, and I was convinced that it was bird seed. Yeah.
More with Reggie Watts and Kate Verlant after the break, and we'll bring on the first of two Saturday Night Live cast members on today's show. Sasheer Zamata competes with her new co-star, Caitlin McGee, in a game about apologies. Sorry, not sorry. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.